This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 6, 2017. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, a Beverly man faces charges of drug trafficking, distribution, and possession after Manchester-by-the-Sea police raided a storage unit he had been using and seized about $8,000 of heroin, crack, and powdered cocaine. 28-year-old Leonardo Reyes of 20 Ropes Street in Beverly was arrested Monday after Lieutenant Todd Fitzgerald and Officer Michael Richard found Reyes working with powdered cocaine in plain view Monday at a unit within the Cape Ann storage facility at 1 Beaver Dam Road. Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Chief Edward Conley and Fitzgerald and Richard had been carrying out random checks of the property after Cape Ann storage management and patrons had called police to report unusual activity around that same storage unit. Detective Chris Locke obtained a search warrant for the site, and Manchester-by-the-Sea's police K-9 Cato was called in to help locate narcotics hidden within the storage unit when police carried out the Monday raid. Ray Lamont continues that Reyes is charged with possession of a Class A substance, heroin, with intent to distribute, trafficking in a Class B substance identified as powdered cocaine, and possession of another Class B drug, crack cocaine, with intent to distribute. He's also charged with subsequent offense of possession of a controlled substance. There's more in the story in today's Gloucester Times, a story written by Ray Lamont. The Beverly 4th of July Horribles Parade is back in the news this year. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick, the Beverly Farms Horribles Parade went personal this year, drawing concern from Mayor Mike Cahill and others. Ariana McNeil writes on the top of today's front page of the Salem News, after last year's parade drew criticism for its content, new guidelines were created to keep offensive matter surrounding the race, gender, and other issues off limits. The Horribles Parade often lampoons national news and public figures. And while most floats during the 4th of July parades stuck to poking fun at national issues, a couple targeted resident Nori Gall, who has been a critic of the parade. Several poster boards directed messages toward Gall, including one with a thinly veiled reference to a vulgarity usually targeted at women. Quote, I think the floats speak for themselves, Gall said on Wednesday in an email, noting that she would not say this year's parade was toned down from last year. The parade floats are a sad display of small-minded bullying, she said. Gall took to Facebook to criticize last year's parade. Among the displays drawing concern from her and others was a sign stating hashtag Gorilla Lives Matter. Beverly is much better than the Horribles Parade, Gall said Wednesday, and those that participated are no better than the bullies who have been threatening to do this from the past year. Asked if she will try to take legal action against the parade or the participants, Gall said that she is concerned about safety. Quote, my family feels threatened right now. I don't know where my taking action does anything but put our collective peace and security at risk. In a subsequent email, Gall said that she had learned more about what happened at the parade during the day Wednesday. Quote, I am deeply uncomfortable with what was written and suggested and will be figuring out how I can address through a more formal channel, she said. As for the mayor, Mike Cahill also did not say whether he will participate next year, noting that's nearly a year away. I hope that this doesn't need to be a concern in the next year's parade, he said. Along with Cahill, several city councilors and school committee members, Lorenzo Visnek, marched in the parade. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you very much. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, North Shore Community Development Coalition is entering the business of building lighthouses, just not the ones that immediately come to mind, with a fresh inventory of recently rehabbed apartments scattered throughout the Point neighborhood in Salem. Salem's busiest affordable housing organization is trying something new with two projects on Levitt and Peabody Streets, building something from scratch rather than renovating an existing building. And for them, that changes the game. Mickey Northcutt, the organization's executive director, is quoted as saying, pretty much everything else we have has been renovated. The two projects merged into one venture called The Lighthouses would create a total of 46 apartments in two new buildings, 21 apartments at 34 Peabody Street, a block from the South River, and 25 apartments at 47 Levitt Street, across the street from Palmer Cove Park. Much more on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. And Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, One day, someone started an early morning fire nearby. Another day found volunteers helping to fend off attacks by an aggressive murder of crows. Now, two full weeks after hatching three of the four piping plover chicks that appeared June 23 on Gloucester's Good Harbor Beach, they're alive and growing. In another 11 days, the little shore birds should be ready to fly off on their own, according to City and Essex County Greenbelt Conservation monitors. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The North Shore Navigators defeated the Worcester Bravehearts Wednesday night 4-3 to pick up a win. The Navs are now 10-16-0 on the season. The Navigators will host Martha's Vineyard tonight at 7 o'clock, and they'll play the Pittsfield Sun at home Friday at 7, and that is Fireworks Friday at Fraser Field. The Peabody Boys Basketball School runs 2 weeks this summer, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Higgins Middle School. The sessions are July 10 through the 14 and July 31 through August 4. Boys entering grades 3 through 9 can sign up for one or both weeks. The cost is $125 per week. For more information or to sign up, contact the Peabody Recreation Department at 978-536-7130. Tom Donovan's 23rd annual Beverly Panther basketball camp will run July 24th through the 28th from 9 to 1 at Beverly High School's Fieldhouse. For more information, call the Beverly Rec Department at 978-921-6067 or Donovan directly at 978-927-5577. There's always more sports at msonewsports.com.